Good morning. Welcome to chapel. Today is Student Recognition Chapel, a time we take to recognize student achievement. We do this each semester.
I'm Laurie Miller, Director of Student Programs here at Eastern Mennonite University. And on the 10th anniversary of Common Grounds Coffee House, we thought it would be appropriate to recognize the vital function that it performs here on campus. Many of you all frequent the coffee house on a daily basis, but my guess is that most of you do not know the history and how it came to be here at EMU. 10 years ago yesterday, Common Ground Coffee House opened on campus. It was originally part of a grant from the Lilly Foundation, and EMU made a proposal that was visualized as a place where faculty, students, and staff could come together to comfortably and safely dialogue about meaningful topics. The original vision was for the coffee house to be totally student-run with an advisory board assisting them. And even though in its present form it is not totally run by students, they still play a major role in what happens there. In the beginning, University Accord directors, which includes Barry Hart, who is still a faculty member here on campus, the student club, SIF, which no longer exists but was a business club at that time, and the Lilly Grant director took an abandoned locker room next to the old gym and transformed it into a coffee house. Common Grounds Coffee House was the name chosen in a campus-wide vote. It still, today, has the same spirit that it did then. It was always shaped to be an open and inclusive place for all. The grand opening, December 4th, 2002, 10 years ago yesterday. Through the years, Common Ground has evolved into a place to better serve the needs and interests of the campus community. This past year, there were 122 different events in Common Grounds, and estimated that over 31,000 people passed through the doors. Some of the events were poetry readings, panel discussions, concerts, movies, art shows, and departmental functions. SGA and the Student Life Division saw Common Grounds as such an important part of the campus that when the Lilly Grant ran out, both of these organizations, with your student fees, have supported Common Grounds over the last several years. In 2005, there was a renovation headed by student manager Ben Beitzel, which completely remodeled and upgraded the kitchen and counter area. In 2010, another renovation occurred, and it is what Common Grounds is today, as you recognize it today. It notably had a new floor, new office, a stage, better lighting, and perhaps most importantly, new heating, and something we didn't have before, air conditioning. And so as you enjoy Common Grounds today, it's a much different place than it was just a few years ago. From the first day, Common Grounds was always had students in key operation positions and leadership roles. It is the staff who bring the space to life, give it warmth, energy, and care. Common Grounds has 5 student managers who serve in a leadership capacity, overseeing all the services, functions, of the facility. In addition, there are 15 student-run student baristas who run the coffee house. At this point, Doug Wondersee, who serves as a staff coordinator for Common Grounds and who has been a vital part of its continuing success, will recognize several of the outgoing managers.
I'd like to have Everett Brubaker, Hannah Richter, and John Lehman come to stage at this point. These 3 are leaving their managing roles for various reasons. Everett to go on a cross-cultural, John to begin an internship, and Hannah to graduate. Everett Brubaker was events manager this past year. He wrote hundreds of emails, set up and took down chairs, scheduled the calendar, plugged in microphones, hung artwork, ran slideshows, and generally made sure 100 events or more went smoothly. He helped with Take Back the Night, the presidential election, Pocket Vinyl Concert, David Klein, the movie Tapped, Beehive Collective, Late Night Vinyl, and Ted Swartz Reflects, to name a few. His passion for making good things happen and his genuine affection for our community will be missed. John Lehman is financial manager, or has been financial manager, and John loves accounting. Let me say that again. I've never seen someone so giddy about numbers on a spreadsheet. And it's great to see a student light up like this, especially when it's something I know nothing about. He, besides tracking and handling sales figures, managing deposits and payroll, John completed a cost analysis of every single product and supply item in Common Grounds. He made it possible for us to know this every cost associated with every item we make and sell. So if you're interested in knowing the cost of the straw in your milkshake, John can now be found discussing these between strokes at the golf course. John's ability to tackle big projects and sense of humor will be missed. And finally, Hannah Richter. Hannah's been with Common Grounds for 2.5 years, long enough for her name to change. She began as a barista and a winger, and even filled in as a temporary operations manager, because we needed one, and she wanted to do what was best for the space. That's Hannah. Mostly, she's been our catering manager. Her devotion to every single person and event has shined through her enthusiasm, her love of service, creativity, and keen sense of making things just right. If you like Lucas Coffee, Hannah was a key part of that decision in making that happen. Hannah feels that Common Grounds is her niche, but she makes everyone who comes in feel more at home. Can you join me in congratulating these three?
Good morning. My name is James Richardson, and I teach in the music department. I would like to invite Philip Martin to stand, wherever he is, and I'd like to recognize Philip. He's a senior music major, specializing in piano performance, and Philip had the unique opportunity this past summer to be a part of the 2012 Beijing International Music Festival and Academy. So in August, he traveled to China, where he was a featured performer as a soloist and a chamber musician in this year's festival, and I would like to give him a round of applause. Thank you, Philip.
I'm Jerry Holsoppel from the Visual and Communication Arts Department. During the spring semester of 2012, students in Paulette Moore's documentary production class and students from my After Effects class created an hour-long documentary, Weaving Life, about the life of Dan Terry, a longtime aid worker in Afghanistan who was killed in the massacre of the medical team in 2010. Weaving Life has aired on ABC television this fall and was screened at the Big Waters Film Festival. The film is distributed by Menno Media, and copies are available for viewing in the library if you haven't seen it already. Several students have graduated, three are on cross-cultural, and there are a smattering of them in the audience. I'll read the list of student names, and if you are present, please stand. Susan Alexander, Casey Detweiler, Travis Dirksen, Lainey Garcia, Corey Martin, Kelby Miller, Scott Myers, Jennifer Arantis, Justin Roth, Courtney Ryan, Michael Sheeler, Joaquin Sosa, Christopher Stoffer, Cody Troyer, Katie Weaver, Conrad Yutzi, and Erica Garber. Let's celebrate with these students their great accomplishment.
Good morning, I'm David King, Director of Athletics. The world of sports is well steeped in phrases such as there is no I in team and all for one and one for all. And yet part of the sports world is to recognize individuals for special achievement. And these student athletes clearly understand that their award is a combination of their God-given abilities, their dedication and hard work, and probably most of all, the support of their teammates. I'm going to introduce names of persons who have received awards this fall and up until even as of last week. And most of these are related outside of the university, the Old Dominion Athletic Conference, ODAC, or a Southeast region. When I call your name, I would invite you to come forward and stand on the steps here in front. And as you're coming, I will indicate what award you have received, and then we will recognize all of you at the end. First of all, in men's cross country, Nels Okerson was named to the ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team. Dan Nafsinger was all ODAC first team. And Carlos Arana was all Southeast regional team. If you folks can come and stand. In field hockey, Jessica Blanks, ODAC third team all conference. Melissa Cox, ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team. Janessa Durstein, ODAC third team conference. Bethany Hench, ODAC second team. And Adriana Santiago, all ODAC first team. In men's soccer, Chris Downs, ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team. Ryan Eshelman, COSIDA, which is the Sports Information Director's Capital One Academic All District 5. He was all ODAC first team. He was the Farm Bureau ODAC Insurance Scholar Athlete of the Year in men's soccer. Mark Mast, ODAC third team. And Christian Rhine, all ODAC second team. In women's cross country, Hannah Chapel Dick, all ODAC first team, and ODAC Athlete of the Week, August 27 to September 2. Hannah Clemmer, the ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team member. And Allie Eanes, all ODAC second team. In women's soccer, Holly Jensen, the ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team. In women's volleyball, the ODAC Stellar One Sportsmanship Team was Rachel Lehman. And Katie Miller was named to the Bearcat Challenge All-Tournament Team. And as we enter into the winter season, Dejon Daniel from men's basketball, EMU Tip-Off Classic Most Valuable Player. David Falk, EMU Tip-Off Classic Team. And most recently, Andrew Thorne, ODAC Player of the Week, November 19 to 25, just several weeks ago. Also featured in a recent DNR article. And in women's basketball, Stephanie Reinheimer, Messiah Tip-Off Tournament Team. And Bianca Yagarza, the Messiah Tip-Off Tournament Team. These folks before you represent hard work, dedication, and the support of all of their teammates, and I'd like you to join me in congratulating them on their honors.
I'm Caroline Borden with the Intensive English Program. It is always difficult to recognize just a few students because so many of our students merit recognition. We would like to recognize the entire IEP community, but there are 5 students in the advanced levels of their studies who go above the call, beyond the call of duty in their studies. As I say your name, please come up on stage, and I'll say a few words about you as you come. Maria Guzman. Maria Guzman is from El Salvador and has been in the United States for 8 years. After graduating from the Intensive English Program, she plans to study to be a dental assistant or a social worker. Natalia Dubina. Natalia is a role model for other students in her perseverance and determination to learn English. She combines her study with a full-time job. And as a gifted artist, Natalia has also shared her gift with the EMU community, most notably in the official portrait of President Lawrence Schwarzenegger. Sultan Al-Mutari. Sultan is one of the hardest working students in IEP. He consistently does his homework and comes to class prepared. He always wants to learn more and he gets along well with other students. Esra Al-Marzouk. Esra is from Saudi Arabia. She plans to work in the field of law in her country. She has a passion for human rights and justice. She was accepted to continue her studies at the University of Cleveland. And finally, Kim Gyeong Hwan. I practiced this name before I got up here. He goes by Nick. Come on up, Nick. Nick is from South Korea. His work is steady and consistent. He continues to study at EMU. He plans to continue at the Center of Justice and Peacebuilding. Please join me in giving these students a round of applause.
I'm Heidi Wintersvogel from the Theater Department, and our production of No Roosters in the Desert this fall was recognized by the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. The entire cast was given an award for, I'm going to read this, Student Ensemble for Original and Creative Movement Concept in Execution. Our choreographer, Holly Labe, also won a certificate for her work on that show. I want to recognize all the people that contributed, the students involved in that, and if you're here, please stand. That would be Chris Parks, Jua Lee, and Megan Garcia Sheridan, who are all sleeping well this morning. Good. All right. The four actors that were involved with the story of the play were all nominated to compete in the Irene Ryan Acting Competition at the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival conference in January. And those four, also if you would stand if you're here, are Michaela Baker, Amanda Chandler, Rose Jancy, and Morgan Porter. Thank you for getting up, Rose. The production as a whole was cited for excellence, and we look forward to our students competing in the competition. Let's give Rose and the rest of them a hand.
I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and it's my privilege to recognize the Student Government Association. And I'd like all of them to come forward and line up across the front. Exec and senators, please come forward, and I'll begin talking about the group as a whole. From the very beginning of the year, it was evident that this year's SGA wanted to be creative. From the start, they decided that it would be a good idea, in addition to allocating over $100,000 to students and clubs, which is their prerogative, that they would take advantage of the Constitution and they would use the Constitution appropriately to decide to have some senators represent specific constituent groups. So the Senate fulfilled representative roles and did that in a way that we will look to see if the next exec will choose to continue next year. That was an aspect that has not been done in the past 10 years, but is a prerogative of the executive committee. Another area of creativity was deciding that as we have a spring fest that benefits the whole campus, that the Student Government Association would initiate the first and could be annual Fall Fest. And so some of you who were on campus for that event were able to enjoy many of the harvest goodies that were available and engage in a lot of Fall Fest fun. And those things were creative and enjoyed by many. I want to recognize all of the senators and the exec, and those who are present here today can step forward when I call their names. I'm also going to identify who will be stepping into an elected role if there is a change. So I'll begin with our president, Becca Longenecker. Becca Longenecker, you can step forward or step up. Yes. Becca Longenecker is finishing as president, and as was the case for her election, she will be replaced in the spring by Erica Babakow and Hannah Schrock, who are returning from cross-cultural. So we appreciate Becca's role as a president when many in the past have only taken this position if they had someone to share it with. So she took it on and has done well. Thank you, Becca. Jacob MacBull is vice president. You can move up here. And Jacob MacBull will be also leaving for a cross-cultural. His will be in Washington, D.C., Washington Community Scholars Center. In his case, that had not been planned extremely long in advance. We have some flexibility in those things. And so we had a recent election, and I'm pleased to announce the results of that election that will also be sent out by the president. That election result is Carissa Harnish, the newly elected vice president, who will take on that role next semester. So she was not informed in advance. If Carissa Harnish is here, you may stand and be recognized, but if not, find her later. Carissa, give her a hand. Continuing in the role of treasurer and making sure we keep track of all that money that you give to student government, Zach Zook is continuing the next semester as well. And making sure that we know what's going on, Julia Schmidt, secretary, will continue next semester. And making sure publicity is out there, Molly Crable, vice president for marketing. Those are our exec members of the SGA. Representing our senators, I will go through in order and let you know who they are and what areas they represent. Louise Babakow is a senator at large. Jacob Bontrager Singer, you can step up here as well if your name is called. Jacob Bontrager Singer is at large senator representing the whole campus. John Campbell, at large. Tyler Eshelman, Cedarwood representative. Isaac King, Maplewood representative. Jenna Longenecker, senator at large. Becca Martin, Parkwoods rep. Matt Mbasu, the off-campus rep. Where is Matt? Yeah. Okay. Brad Mullett is the North Lawn rep. Matt Nafziger, Elmwood rep. Andrew Penner, the Hillside rep. Kyle Stork, senator at large. And Emily Wise, senator at large. Please give all the representatives and those present here a hand and welcome the new ones who will continue next semester.
I'm Twyla Yoder. I'm assistant to the president, and this falls in the category of other duties as assigned. I want to express Lauren's regrets that he can't be here today. I think this is one of our favorite chapels of each semester when we can recognize the accomplishments of all of our students. But on his behalf, I want to recognize your achievements today. And I'd like to close this time with prayer. I realize that as we are ending this semester, we're mindful of many things, including the upcoming Christmas season that gives us hope and much to celebrate. I would like to invite you to join in a blessing for each other, and it can be found in your hymnal worship book, number 772. I would like to share this together as a way of blessing each other and sharing God's blessings on us today. Number 772. Let's share it together. May God bless and keep you. May the very face of God shine on you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Let's pray. God, we come to you with hearts full of gratitude for all that we have accomplished with the gifts and talents you've given us. Give us all strength and wisdom as we enter into the final days of this semester and enter fully into the joy and hope of Christmas. I pray especially for those who are grieving or who are struggling in some way. May your grace be sufficient for them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.